in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
So basically last night it was more plenary session in terms of the businesses in and around Ward 31. We conducted this meeting to give them an insight in terms of what the CPF currently is busy with. Metro Police as well as SAPS were there in partnership. They also spoke on the plans that they have and the hotspots and all of these things. And I think that took away a lot of the fears in terms of the business community by far and large. It further went on to speak to the businesses in terms of getting an understanding from them in terms of what they have put in place as extra measures around the national shutdown. We also reiterated that it was a shutdown called for by the EFF, and it wasn't a compulsory event that you as a business need to actually shut your doors and go home because the EFF calls to do so. But if you align to the thoughts and the processes of the leadership of the EFF, then you are welcome to close your store and stay at home. But in no uncertain terms, we were very clear in saying that any sort of intimidation or violence towards any business community will be handled by law enforcement and taken very seriously.
In your opinion, do you think social media is actually playing a part in creating fear?
Summer, one thing that we really need to speak to is that this is a call for a national shutdown by the leader of the EFF in terms of what they stand for and what they speak to. This is in no uncertain terms a national call for an unrest. And we need to be very clear in that space. I think a lot of us have this fear of the unrest, and therefore we misinterpret and misconstrue what exactly it is that is going to happen on Monday. I'm saying that there is risk in terms of an unrest being opportunistic by certain forces that might come out and take this opportunity to start looting and doing all of those things. But clear identification of the hotspots and doing all of these things is important so that we can mitigate that risk as soon as it arises instead of letting it go out of control like what we've seen in the past. Now, in terms of the unrest, we've spoken to the issue of the unrest and how communities responded. They responded out of utter fear, utter chaos, and it was a state of madness at the time. I'm saying this time around, along with the structures that exist, we've learned, and many of us are now more organized and mobilized in terms of how do we respond to things, right? There shouldn't be any vigilantism. We shouldn't be going out and with rifles and guns and doing all of these things. The EFF has a right to march, or whatever it is, they've been authorized to do so by law enforcement and the city officials per se, but going out and inciting violence in businesses and all of that will not be tolerated. SAPS needs to step in and start addressing those issues if and when they do arise.
What's your word of advice for those who will be sitting at home on Monday during the national shutdown and circulating unverified messages?
You see, the issue of social media, and I think this is also relating to your question that you just asked me. I mean, social media plays a major, major role. I think we've seen since last week many old videos coming out, especially this one about the voice note with Jackie Chandu and inciting violence towards Indians and that kind of thing had come out. Now, when we start perpetuating these sort of WhatsApp messages, we tend to build fear within communities. We all should relinquish ourselves to what we've seen and what we are witnessing in terms of reporting. We shouldn't be reporting things that we believe or have been suggested to us. So if you're in your area and you're seeing something that's happening and you need assistance, then post something onto social media and say, this is happening in the Newlands East area. Please, can someone assist me? Now, the other issue that comes about is that when we look at the unrest and the dynamic of its movement, we see that it was a major movement on social media that actually incited other areas to continue doing it. So, for example, if there's unrest happening in PMB around an informal settlement or any structure for that matter, and that video now comes out to, for example, Cato Crest or Cato Manor or Cato Ridge or wherever it is, then those members of the community that feel it opportunistic will now stand up and say, if they're doing it in PMB, we would now do it in Durban or Itikweni or Verulam or wherever it is. So sending out these messages are detrimental to actually keeping stability in our country, per se. Because when we send out this message, we're passing on a message to say that if it's fine to happen in Johannesburg, it's fine to happen in KZN, and we should all continue doing that. Remember, we got to look at our community and our population as one.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.